This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. This month marks the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the RMS Titanic in the waters of the North Atlantic with the loss of more than 1,500 souls. The Titanic lay undetected 12,500 feet below the surface until 1985, when a joint American-French expedition discovered the wreck and began salvage operations. Over the next 10 years, a successor group called RMST removed thousands of artifacts and recorded thousands of hours of videotape with an estimated fair market value of more than $100 million. After RMST reached a settlement with the Liverpool and London Indemnity Company, which had insured the passengers' personal property and baggage, the court awarded exclusive rights to RMST as a salver in possession. RMST is now preparing to auction off the collection, which must be kept together, accessible by the public, and approved by a federal judge. So it's been a long journey from the bottom levels of the sea to the highest levels of the court, but as Jacques Cousteau once said, the impossible missions are really the only ones that succeed. This is Neil Chayette, looking at the law.